Please be seated. Each February, Grace Church holds its annual meeting of the parish. Most Episcopal churches have their annual meetings in January, but legend has it that one of my predecessors liked to spend his January in Antigua. So we had the parish bylaws changed to state that the annual meeting would take place in February. I spent January right here in sunny Providence, but I'm happy to have that extra month after Christmas before annual meeting arrives each year. And it's also customary for the rector to give an address to the congregation on the day of the annual meeting in lieu of a sermon. Something like a state of the parish, only without a rebuttal from the opposition party, hopefully. And in these addresses, if there's good news to share, the rector will usually share it. After all, who doesn't want to share good news? And who doesn't want to receive it? And thanks be to God, we have some good news to share at Grace Church in 2019. Our average Sunday attendance was up again in 2018 from the year prior, continuing an upward trend we've seen for the last few years. Annual stewardship giving increased in number of pledges and amount pledged, also continuing an upward trend in recent years. Our Sunday school continued to thrive in 2018 under the wonderful leadership of our volunteer teachers and coordinator, Melissa Hughes. Our Christmas pageant 2 months ago had 38 kids participating, which is amazing when you think that until a few years ago, we had no Christmas pageant at Grace Church. 2018 also saw the creation of a new youth group at Grace Church, led by the dedicated Emily Matapusi Para and Ginny and James Badgett. Our 20s, 30s group has grown and thrives both numerically and spiritually, thanks to many parishioners, not least the group's coordinator, Drake Douglas. As best as I can tell, Grace Church is the only parish in the diocese to have such a group, and generational diversity is one of the great blessings of this unique parish. In 2018, our music program, both for adults and children, continued to grow under the direction of our beloved Vince Edwards. We founded an in-reach ministry to keep close those in our parish who are struggling to stay connected to their church for various reasons. Our beautiful and historic buildings continue to receive the attention they need, including the renovation of the sacristy this past spring. I don't want to paint an overly rosy picture on that front, however. Our buildings will continue to need attention for years to come, as would any building of a similar age. Just last month, for instance, Vince and I and Eric Tapia, our wonderful sexton we hired last year, spent the afternoon on a particularly rainy day mopping up puddles on windowsills on the south wall of the 1912 parish house. We are now trying to fix that situation, if for no other reason than to save on paper towels. But the overall state of our facilities is good. People who have been away from Grace for years and have made a return visit in the last year or so have remarked to me how wonderful the church looks these days. Speaking of buildings, 2018 was, of course, the first full year of life of the pavilion at Grace. Use of the pavilion has grown in many of the ways we hoped it would, serving as both a home for our own parish, a source of income for the church, and a space that can be of help to local charities and neighborhood groups. In 2018, we welcomed several such organizations to use our pavilion at either a minimal fee to cover our expenses or sometimes for no fee at all. Here's a few of the groups we hosted in the pavilion in 2018. The Downtown Neighborhood Association's monthly meeting, performances and fundraisers for the Trinity Academy for the Performing Arts, a charter school located a block from the church on Washington Street, the annual meeting of the Providence Community Library, gatherings of Youth in Action, and an organization that goes by the name the Episcopal Diocese of Rhode Island. And exactly 4 weeks from yesterday, we will formally launch in the pavilion our Grace to Go meal kit program to support those who struggle with food insecurity in our neighborhood. Sign-ups for that Saturday morning event will take place in the pavilion following worship today, just in the alcove as you enter the church, as you enter the pavilion. Building the pavilion 2 years ago was what I would call an educated leap of faith. With what we've seen from rentals and use of the pavilion in 2018, I'm now confident that it was a leap we were right to take. Personally, my favorite event in the pavilion in 2018 was the cabaret night this past fall. After that, I'll listen to Brad Kleila and his brother sing the Beatles anytime, anywhere. All of the events and trends that I mention here, though, are but signs of something we've likely all sensed, if only subconsciously. Grace Church is experiencing a revival, and if it's not too dramatic to say, a resurrection. Gathered here today are some people who've been coming to Great Grace for 80 days and others for 80 years. So some of you will know the history I'm about to share and some won't. 20 years ago, on an average Sunday, this church had only a few dozen souls in worship. And some were even suggesting that Grace Church might need to close. Those of you who were here at Grace at that time kept hope and faith alive through those hard times. And on behalf of all those who have come to Grace, like myself, in the last decade or so, I want to thank you. Because had you not been there then, we would not be here today. I'd like to ask everyone here today, who was also here 20 years ago, to either stand or raise their hand so we can honor and thank you. Don't be shy now. But Grace is the church it is today because we have many more people in church than those who have just stood or raised their hands. So I'd also like to thank those of you who've come to Grace in the last 5 years to stand or raise your hands. Last 5 years, Dr. Sean. It is very much because of you all as well that Grace is a thriving parish as we begin our 20th decade. And it's also because of you that Grace is not just a fuller church, but a more diverse church. Grace may be experiencing something akin to a resurrection, but we know from the Gospels of Luke and John that the post-resurrected body did not look like the pre-resurrected body. As some of you have heard me say before, Grace has long been a socioeconomically diverse parish, but in the last decade or two, Grace has become the most diverse parish in the Diocese of Rhode Island in many more areas as well. Race, age, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, city of residence. In fact, most of you here today live outside the city of Providence. And some of you commute an hour or more round trip to be here each Sunday. The diversity of our parish is one of the central reasons that folks come from miles around to be here, week in and week out. But while Grace Church may look different than it did 20 years ago, we are brought together in this place for the same reason they were then, to offer our prayers and praises to God and to seek to know and follow God as revealed in Jesus Christ. As St. Paul says in his letter to the Galatians, we are all one in Christ Jesus. We celebrate our diversity and worship God in unity. And as we enter our 20th decade as a parish, may we cherish both and welcome in the name of Jesus all who come to this church, that they may know the blessings of this holy place that we have known, some of us for less than 80 days and some for more than 80 years.